Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on the remarkable second London run of the Royal Shakespeare Company's My Neighbour Totoro, which is on at the Barbican Centre until Saturday, March the 23rd, 2023. With an audio describe performance on Wednesday the 28th of February at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 5 p.m. The promotional material for the show states, winner of 6 Olivier Awards and 5 What's on Stage Awards, this utterly beguiling, the stage, and jaw-dropping, Metro, staging of the celebrated 1988 animated feature film is brought to you by the Royal Shakespeare Company and executive producer Joe Hisashi in collaboration with Improbable and Nippon TV, adapted by Tom Morton Smith from Oppenheimer. Hailed as a tender and remarkably beautiful show, the Financial Times' My Neighbour Totoro is an enchanting coming-of-age story exploring the magical fantasy world of childhood and the transformative power of imagination as it follows one extraordinary summer in the lives of two sisters. This epic moving drama is one that will appeal to all ages due to its sheer scope and ambition and what is achieved on stage, from its recreation of a Japanese village and full-scale house, captivating characters brought to life by a strong cast, band and singer, and some of the most inventive puppetry ever seen on stage. But at its core is the heartwarming story of two sisters learning to come to terms with an ill mother and at the same time discovering magical creatures. Due to its epic visual realization and fantasy elements, it really does benefit anyone with a visual impairment with an audio described performance and touch tour. I had the honour of attending one on December the 16th with a delightful touch tour delivered by the production team, front of house staff and describers Ali Packer and Ez Grange, which had everyone gathering at the theatre entrance before being led backstage and onto the performance space to explore all the sets, props, costumes and some of the puppets, with full description and an explanation of everything, with the ability to ask questions and touch and feel important elements, including one of the Totoro puppets. This was engaging and integral, offering sensory opportunities, and it really did help those 12 participants on the tour to gain a greater sense of understanding, and it was beneficial for all. This lasted around 35 minutes, and there was time before the show for a wander or refreshments before taking your seat 20 minutes before it began for the audio introduction by Ez through the headset, which is a handheld device with separate headphones, which is available from the desk at the side of the auditorium. The audio introduction was insightful and detailed, highlighting the sets, props, costumes and characters, plus a summary, and really does set up the show that follows. Ez goes on to describe part one in a soft, warm style, illustrating the world and story unraveling on stage, with Ali taking over the reins for part two with a strong, confident delivery, describing events as they unfold with enthusiasm and relish, and it was a joy to listen to, as well as making the content inclusive for those visually impaired. The show is on at the Barbican Centre, which is a vast complex with cinema, art galleries, cafe, shop and restaurant, and is accessible in every sense, and the front of house team goes out of their way to make your visit an enjoyable one. If you need any assistance or have any questions or would like to give feedback, always ask a member of staff. The next audio described performance will be on Wednesday the 28th of February at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 5 p.m. There is also an audio description available on the Relax performance that takes place on Saturday the 17th of February at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12 p.m. Tickets for some performances are limited, but day tickets are available from 10 a.m. For Access inquiries, you can email theatre@barbican.org.uk, and to book tickets, you can call 020 7638 8891. And to find out about what other great shows are showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.